As far as I understand, the UK has wanted to contribute to fighting impunity by offering experts that can, for example, do investigation and follow up on legal issues. So in the fight against the impunity, I think this is a good contribution. We already have a team of experts that we have deployed in a number of situations. And if the UK, through this sort of roster or this group of experts, can complement their work, I think it's very welcome and will be extremely useful in a number of situations.
And exactly how significant is this initiative?
I think that any contribution to increasing the capacity also at the local and national levels in those country situations will be significant and of significant help. So we are welcoming this warmly.
And you're coming to the end of your term today, in fact. And I was just wondering, since you are the first person to hold this post, what motivated you to take on this job?
Well, it was difficult to say yes, but impossible to say no, because this is something that for too long has been seen as inevitable as a consequence of war, unspeakable because it has been surrounded with so much of shame and stigma, and also been seen as a lesser crime. And all of that has to change, also in order to be able to get rid of this impediment to restore peace and security. So I've been blessed with a meaningful and important and fascinating task over the past couple of years.
And looking back over the past 2 years, what has been the most challenging part of this job?
Well, I leave with both a heavier heart, because having listened to so many of these survivors, there are stories that will stay with me forever. And I think it depicts also the suffering of so many, particularly women and children all over the world. But also I have got new hope, because at the same time, women represent the future. And of course, children represent the future. Their resilience, their strengths, their fantastic work is also so inspiring and so important. And I just hope that this is how world leaders will see it and that they will invest in women for the future.
And can you share with us one of these stories that will really stay with you?
It has been extremely difficult to understand and to take in the suffering of especially elderly women that we met also in the DRC, but elsewhere. They've lived very tough lives. They have, as I keep saying, they carry everything. They carry water and firewood and produce to the market. They carry children and responsibilities. And then on top of that, they have to carry the shame of having been raped. And some of them told me that they really pleaded with the perpetrators to spare them and said, we have to live through this at the end of our lives even. And that has been difficult. Also listening to women who live in constant fear for their spouses very often, or fear of armed men who think that they can do anything. And it is just proven that it's a very effective and disastrous weapon or tactic of war conflict.
And you've been quite active over the past 2 years in your role. Is there a particular achievement that you're proud of?
Well, I think that we've actually managed to get a few perpetrators behind bars, that the fight against impunity is starting to yield some results. I'm not saying that this is a quick fix, because, you know, you also have to change very much attitudes, the mindset of people. But I think that we have put this firmly on the Security Council's agenda, this whole issue, and I hope that we can keep it there. So these days it is part of their, they have promised to use all the instruments available to them to fight this scourge. And that's very, very promising. So ambitious resolutions and the fight through the UN system also on the ground, that has been encouraging.